Talking to us next about licensure with a criminal record is Jason Ray. Jason has quite a lot of experience that's varied. He's had legislative experience, he's been a lawyer at a state agency, and he's also been in private practice representing regulated professions. So he's going to give us the benefit of all that wide range of knowledge now.
Thank you, Karen Watkins and Franklin Hopkins and the conference faculty for inviting me to speak today about a topic that I hope has pretty broad application to just the general administrative law practitioners, whether you be in an agency or in private practice. It's a real honor, and I appreciate it. By the way, my paper contains more information than this presentation, so they should probably be read together. There is more, some information in the paper, particularly at the end, with regard to some great online resources and references that for areas that I don't cover in my paper or here, I think are completely covered. By the way, there are some things in my presentation that actually aren't in the paper. So taken together, they complement and supplement, I think, each other pretty well. But I'll start with why I think this topic maybe should have some broad appeal, and that's because here's a stat that you sometimes hear, but you might have forgotten, and that is one out of every four Americans holds an occupational license. And according to this 2021 U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics article. But now I'll ask, do you know what percentage of adults have a criminal record? And if you think about that, I was not really surprised because we have the highest incarceration rate in the developed world, but one in three Americans has a criminal record of some type. So obtaining or renewing an occupational license can be pretty difficult and sometimes impossible, depending on the occupation that somebody might want to go into and whatever they might have been convicted for. Now, the FBI says that anyone who's been arrested has a criminal record, and that makes sense. As I walk through this, we'll understand why, in a nutshell, every arrest has to end in some sort of disposition, and every arrest of a licensee at some point has to be vetted by a licensing agency to determine whether the arrest and the subsequent disposition somehow makes the licensee ineligible for the license, whether it be as a matter of law or as a matter of agency policy or perhaps just because it bears so negatively on their character and fitness. So 30% of the licensees will have to consider whether or not their arrest or criminal dispositions will affect their occupational license. And that brings us to Texas Occupations Code Chapter 53. That is the most general occupational licensing statute that outlines what criminal offenses are disqualifying for most licensees. And that's a bit of a misstatement because really what it does is it says under certain circumstances, even criminal convictions won't be disqualifying, and that's probably a better way to look at it. But just to understand the scope of what we're talking about, this report from December 22 at the Office of the Comptroller, this is a line taken out of the report, indicates that they received 802 different license types and realized that those were administered by 45 different state entities. So keep those numbers in mind as we roll through, because as we talk about exceptions, we need to understand that we're talking about 45 state agencies, so the exceptions of even 5 or 10 generally doesn't affect the underlying premise that this is a broad-based, generally applicable statute for occupational licensing. Even for licensees that aren't directly controlled and only by Chapter 53, the statute sets out criminal offense limitations for most occupational licenses. And for example, here are four common examples. So if you have a client or a potential client who's thinking of perhaps going to beauty school, like the Aveda Institute here in Austin, to be an esthetician or a cosmetologist, I think that ranges somewhere between $9,000 and $22,000 to graduate. My wife ran the school for a while, and so I think we were all surprised that learning how to dye hair and apply correct pH astringents could be really so expensive, but we understand why. And you also understand why that would be licensed. For example, though, if in another example, if somebody's applying for an occupational license, but they have a criminal history. And generally, I think something like a mortgage loan originator.